This week's Parsha is Parshas Bereishis, and we will focus our shir on chapter 1, verses 28 to 30. Verse 28 says, after Hashem created all the animals and mankind, it's written, Vayvarech Oysam Elokim, Hashem blessed them, Vayom Elohem Elokim, and Hashem told them, Pru Urvu, be fruitful and multiply, Umilu Es Haaretz, fill the earth, Vekivshu, and subdue it, Uredu bitgas hayom, and rule over the fish of the oceans, ivoif hashamayim, and the birds in heaven, uvechol chaya aromeses al haoretz, and every living thing that moves on the earth. Then Pasuk 29, which is going to be the most of our shir, is written, Vayomer Elokim, and Hashem said, Hine, behold, nosati lochem es kol esef zorea zera, Asher apnei chol haaretz, I have given you all the herbage yielding seed that is on the surface of the earth, veskol eitz asher boi pri eitz, and any tree that has a fruit of tree, zorea zara, that has seed yielding, lochem yelachla, will be for you to eat. And then Pasuk 30 says, ulechol chaya haaretz, and for all the animals of the earth, ulechol oif hashamayim, and all the birds in heaven, ulechol roimes al haaretz, and everything that crawls in the earth, asheboy nefesh chaya, that has a living soul, es kol yerek esev la'achlo, I'll give them all the green herb for food, vayichein, and so it was. The simple interpretation is the interpretation of Rashi, that hishva lohem be'emois be'chayois le'machal, that Hashem made Adam and all the animals equal in regards to eating. Meaning, in the same way that the animals only eat vegetables, so too Adam HaRishon has to eat vegetables. And Rashi writes down that the Adam HaRishon did not have permission to kill a living being and to eat meat. Because of this psukim that says that Adam HaRishon is going to eat all the herbage and all the fruits and everything that gives forth seed-yielding fruit, and the animals will eat all the vegetables. Therefore, Rashi brings down that Adam HaRishon could not eat any meat. And as a matter of fact, this is what the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Nuntes Amud Beis 59b, says in the name of Rav Yehuda Omar Rav, that Adam HaRishon loy huta loy basar lachila, that Adam HaRishon had no permission to eat meat. And his source is from these verses, where the verses say clearly that Adam HaRishon could only eat vegetables and could only eat fruits and herbage yielding seed. Tosfos on Sanhedrin Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis 56b asks a very strong question on this concept of this Gemara of Rav Yehuda Omar Rav, because the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis is relating the source for the seven Noahide laws. We know there are seven Noahide laws, which are idolatry, cursing Hashem's name, murder, immorality, theft, the requirement to establish a court system, and the last one is Eiver Min HaChai, that you're not allowed to eat a limb from a living being, meaning that if you cut off a foot from a living animal, even after the animal dies, you're not allowed to eat that limb. And there Rabbi Yochanan gives a source for this prohibition of Eiver Min HaChai from the Pasuk that is written by Adam HaRishon in chapter 2, verse number 16, where it says, Vayetzav Hashem Elokim al Adam, Hashem commanded on man, Leimor, saying, Mikoil Eitz Hagan Ochel Toichal, from all the fruits of the garden you may freely eat. And Rabbi Yochanan says, since it's written, Ochel Toichal, you may surely eat, that means, Veloy Eiver Min HaChai, you may not eat a limb of a living being. Rashi explains that since it's written redundantly, it's written two times the language, Ochel Toichal, eat, you should eat, that means to say that things that stand to be eaten, you should eat, but not a limb of a living being, since the animals while they are alive, they are not designed. They don't stand to be eaten because they stand to procreate. That means you're not allowed to eat a limb of a living animal. Tosfos asks that according to what we just mentioned, that Adam HaRishon could not eat meat altogether, what does Rabbi Yochanan mean to say that Adam HaRishon could not eat Eiver Min HaChai, a limb of a living animal, clearly, which implies that if the animal was dead, he could have eaten that animal. We just mentioned now that Adam HaRishon was not allowed to eat any meat altogether. If he cannot eat meat altogether, then clearly he cannot eat a limb of a living animal. Tosfos answers that when the Gemara says that Adam HaRishon could not eat meat, the Gemara doesn't mean to say that Adam HaRishon had to be a vegetarian. The Gemara meant to say that Adam HaRishon didn't have the permission to kill an animal and eat its meat. But if the animal died of natural causes, of old age or for whatever accident that it may happen, then Adam HaRishon was allowed to eat the meat of that animal. Therefore, the Torah has to give you a prohibition that if a limb of an animal fell by itself and then the animal died, or if a limb was removed and then the animal died of natural causes, in that case, Adam HaRishon could not eat because that was considered Eiver Min HaChai, a limb of a living animal. Again, if the animal died of natural causes, according to Tosfos, Adam HaRishon was allowed to eat the meat. Because Adam HaRishon didn't have to be a vegetarian, Adam HaRishon couldn't kill another being in order to eat meat. But if the limb of animal fell and then the animal died of natural causes, then it was considered a limb of a living animal. In that case, Adam HaRishon could not eat that meat. The limb that fell from a living being and then that animal died of natural causes, which normally would be allowed for Adam HaRishon to eat that limb, but since here it was Eiver Min HaChai, a limb of a living animal, it was prohibited to Adam HaRishon. And that is in fact Rashi's opinion, because Rashi here says that Velo Hirsha Le Adam Lishtoi Laham Isberia Velechol Basar, that Hashem did not allow Adam HaRishon to kill a being to eat its meat, which implies clearly that if the animal was found dead, then Adam HaRishon had the permission to eat. And in fact, Rashi on Sanhedrin Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph says this clearly. The Maharsha asks a question on this Tosfos from the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis 59b, which is a continuation of the Gemara that we mentioned previously, where Rav Yehuda Omar Rav says that Adam HaRishon could not eat animal flesh. The Gemara asks a question from a Braisa. The Braisa brings down, Hayo Rav Yehuda ben Tema Oimer. Rav Yehuda ben Tema used to say, Adam HaRishon meisav began Eden hayo. Adam HaRishon was reclining in the Garden of Eden. Vayu malach ha'sholes tzolim lo'ybasar. And the angels were roasting him meat. U'mesanin lo'yayin. And they were filtering him wine. Hitzitz boi nachash, the snake saw v'ra'a b'chvoidoi and saw the honor that Adam HaRishon is getting, that all the angels are there to serve him, v'niskane boi, and the snake became jealous of Adam HaRishon. And that's why the snake devised a plan to get Adam to sin. The Gemara asks that we see the Baraisa says clearly that the angels used to roast to Adam HaRishon meat. That means that Adam HaRishon was eating meat. Then how can you say that Adam HaRishon was a vegetarian, that he cannot eat meat? Clearly, you see that the angels used to give meat to Adam HaRishon. The Gemara answers, Hasam basara yoired min hashamayim, that there we are discussing meat that's coming from heaven, meaning this is spiritual meat, it's not physical meat. If it would be physical meat, Adam HaRishon could not eat, but there it's spiritual meat. Therefore, Adam HaRishon could eat. It's technically not eating meat. And the Gemara asks a question, is there such a thing as Basara Yored Neshamayim, meat that comes down from heaven. And the Gemara continues and says, yes, there is such a thing. Again, the Gemara means to say that you cannot disprove my statement that Adam HaRishon could not eat meat with the statement that the angels used to give him roasted meat, because that statement that says that the angels used to give them roasted meat wasn't meat as we call meat, physical meat. It was a special meat, meat that came down from heaven, which was a spiritual meat. The Maharsha asks a question according to our Tosfos. The Tosfos says that Adam HaRishon could eat meat. He could only not kill to eat meat. But if the animal died of natural causes, if it was unavailable, then Adam could eat that meat. Why does the Gemara have to struggle to find an answer? How is it possible that the angels gave meat to Adam HaRishon? And the Gemara goes and says that they gave him meat that came from heaven. They could have answered simply that the angels gave him meat from an animal that died by itself, from an avela. That meat was permitted for Adam HaRishon. The Marsha answers, since the Torah is going to say in the future that nevela is tame, that if an animal died of natural causes without being ritually slaughtered, without undergoing shechita, then it's considered an avela. And if somebody touches it or eats it, he becomes spiritually contaminated. Therefore, the angels would not serve something that causes spiritual contamination for Adam HaRishon, because the Gemara later on that same page says that Ein Davar Tame Yored Min HaShamayim, that no unclean thing comes down from heaven. Therefore, the Gemara doesn't want to say that the meat that was being roasted by the angels is the meat of an avela, of an animal that died of natural causes, because it's impossible that the angels would feed that to Adam HaRishon, since Ein Davar Tame Yored Min HaShamayim, since it's considered something impure, and something impure cannot come down from heaven. In truth, I don't understand the question of the Maharsha, meaning that this Beraisa, that we are asking a question on the statement that Adam HaRishon cannot eat meat, is a Beraisa that is describing what happened in the first day of creation of Adam. Meaning that the Beraisa is giving you a reason why the snake went ahead and convinced Adam to sin. And the reason is because the snake was jealous of all the honor that the angels were giving. The angels were roasting meat and they were giving wine to Adam HaRishon. All this great honor that Adam got caused the snake to become jealous. Therefore, the snake decided to convince Adam HaRishon to sin, to remove his honor or to kill him. Maybe the snake would get the place of Adam and get all this honor that the angels were giving. We know that Adam HaRishon sinned in the very same day that he was created, meaning on the sixth day of creation. That is when Adam HaRishon sinned. As the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis brings down the name of Rabbi Yochanan Bar Hanina, that Asiris in the 10th hour of the day, Sorach, Adam HaRishon sinned. Then in the very same day that he was created, Adam HaRishon committed the crime of eating from the fruit. And in the very same day that Adam HaRishon was created, the animals were created, as it's written in Bereshis chapter 1, verse number 24, that the animals were created right before Adam was created in order that he should have everything ready when he comes to the world. Then if the animals were created the very same day, then I don't understand the question of the Maharsha. The Maharsha asks a question, why doesn't the Gemara answer that the angels were feeding Adam HaRishon Basar Nevela, meat from an animal that died of natural causes? If we are talking about the very first day of creation, we wouldn't find any animals that died of natural causes. It's inconceivable that Hashem would create an animal to last only that same day. Meaning, since the animals were created that very first day, you cannot find any animal that died of natural causes yet. There wasn't a chance. Then the Gemara cannot answer that the angels were feeding Adam HaRishon animals that died of natural causes, because since that was the day that the animals were created, it is not possible to have animals that died of natural causes yet. Therefore, the Gemara has to say that the meat that the angels were giving was meat that came down from heaven. Not because the meat is contaminated and ein davar tameh ba min hashamayim, simply because it's impossible, since we are discussing the very first day of creation of the animals and creation of Adam HaRishon, it would be inconceivable that the angels would be roasting an animal that died of natural causes, since we are discussing the very first day that they were created. The Rambam is of the opinion that Adam HaRishon could not eat any meat altogether, and only Noah was allowed to eat meat, meaning that even an animal that died by itself was prohibited to Adam HaRishon. And the Rambam held that the prohibition to Evre Min HaChai was not given to Adam HaRishon because of our obvious question. Since Adam HaRishon couldn't eat any meat, obviously he could not eat a limb of a living animal. And the Rambam, in Ilchas Macholos Asurois, Perek Hei Alucha Aleph, says, Mipi Ashmua Lamadnu, from the tradition we heard, Shezeh Shenemar Batoira, that this is what is written in the Torah, in chapter 12 of Devarim, verse number 23, Veloi Soichal Nefesh Im Abosor, you should not eat the soul with the flesh, that means, Lesor Ever Shenechtach Minachai. That's the prohibition for somebody eating a limb that was cut out from a living animal, and then the animal dies, you still cannot eat that limb. The Rambam continues and says, "Val eve min achai," and regarding a limb of a living being, who omer le Noach, the Torah tells Noach in chapter 9, verse number 4, "Ach bosor ben nafshoi domoy lo sechelu," a meat while the soul is still there, the blood you should not eat. And that, according to the Rambam, applies Isur Eve Min HaChai, that's a limb of a living animal, and that was given to Noach and not given to Adam HaRishon. The prohibition against eating a limb of a living animal, according to the Rambam, was only given to Noach, since Noach was allowed to eat meat, as the Pasuk writes down previously, on chapter 9, verse number 3, Kol remes asher uchai lochem yia leochlo, that any crawling thing that is alive to you is going to be to eat, ke yerek esef nosati lochem eskoil, like the grass, I gave you everything, meaning that we could eat everything with the exception of a limb of a living animal. Therefore, the Rambam held that the prohibition of Eve Min HaChai applied only to Noach. And regarding Adam HaRishon could not eat any kind of meat altogether. Adam HaRishon had to be totally vegetarian. He cannot eat basar ravela. He cannot eat animal that died by itself. And according to the Rambam, we have to say that that pasuk that Rabbi Yochanan brings as the source of Evre Min HaChai from Adam HaRishon, since it's written, Mikol Eitz Hagan Ochel Toichel, from old fruits of the garden, that is food you should eat, as we mentioned, must be a smachta ba'alma, just an allusion, but not necessarily the prohibition of Eve Min HaChai. The Aruch Laner asks a question on this opinion of the Rambam from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Ches, Omed Alef 38a. There the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanon, the rabbis learned, Adam Nivra Be'erev Shabbos, man was created on Erev Shabbos on Friday. The Gemara asks, Umipnei Ma, why was he created in Erev Shabbos? So the Gemara gives a few different answers. The first answer the Gemara says, Sheloi hei minim oimrim shutov ayola kodesh baruch hu b'masa bereshis, that the species should not think that Hashem had a partner in creation, meaning that if Adam would have been created before the animals, then the animals would have thought that Hashem and Adam created the animals. Therefore, Hashem created the animals while Adam wasn't here, and only after the creation of everything, then Adam was created. The second answer the Gemara brings down is, Sha'im tozuach datoy olav, if he becomes haughty and he decides to mess up, then we could tell him, Yitosh Kadamcho B'masa Bereshis, that even the small mosquito came before you during creation, meaning that he shouldn't get haughty and conceited and believe that he is the greatest thing in creation, that the animals and even the small mosquito was created before Adam. This answers why Adam was created after the animals, but it does not answer really the question why Adam was created on Friday. Therefore, the Gemara gives another answer, Dovar Achar, another answer, Kedei Sheyechnas LeMitzvah Miyat, that you should be able to fulfill the mitzvah right away, meaning that Hashem wanted that as soon as Adam is created, that he could keep Shabbos. Therefore, he was created on Friday, right before Shabbos, in order for him to be able to keep the first Shabbos of creation. The Gemara gives a final answer that is going to be the source of the Aruch Laner's question. The final answer of the Gemara is, Kedei Sheyichnas LeSuda Miyat, that Hashem wanted Adam HaRishon to be created last, like that everything that was created previously could serve him for his meal. Meaning all the vegetables and all the animals that were created previously could serve to Adam HaRishon for his meal. That in order for him to be able to choose anything that he wants, therefore Hashem delayed his creation until after he created the food source for Adam HaRishon, in order that when Adam HaRishon is created, he should be able to come into the meal right away. And the Gemara brings an example of a king that would build a palace and they would prepare everything for the palace. Then he would prepare the meal, and after the meal is prepared, he would invite the guest. Because if you would invite the guest before the meal is prepared, then the guest would have to wait for the meal to be prepared, and that is improper, that is not proper etiquette. Therefore, you usually prepare the meal, and then when the guest comes, it's all ready for him to eat. The same thing, Hashem wanted Adam HaRishon to be able to eat right away as soon as he's created. Therefore, Hashem created all the animal life and all the vegetable life before Adam HaRishon was created, in order that as soon as he comes to the world, he'll have his meal ready in the same way as a guest has his meal ready when he comes into the house. The Aruch Laner asks a question, according to the Rambam, that the Rambam says that Adam HaRishon could not eat meat altogether, then why did Hashem have to wait till the sixth day to create Adam HaRishon? Hashem could have created Adam HaRishon right after he created the vegetables, he created the greeneries, even before he created the fish and created the fowl and created the animals, since Adam HaRishon cannot eat that meal anyways. Meaning, since the only reason that Adam was created on Friday is that his food source should be available when he comes into the world, since Adam HaRishon could not eat any meat and could not eat any fish or fowl, then why wait to create them until Friday? You could have created them right after you created the vegetables on the fourth day. Aruch Laner leaves this question betzorich iyun, that we requires further investigation. I wanted to answer this question with the same interpretation that Sefer Be'er Basada gives regarding a contradiction in Rashi's opinion. As we mentioned previously, Rashi's opinion is that Adam HaRishon could eat animal that died by itself. Adam HaRishon wasn't allowed to kill an animal and eat its flesh. The Sefer Be'er Basada has a contradiction with Rashi on chapter 1, verse number 22. There, Hashem gives a blessing to the fish and the fowl, and he says, Pri urvu milu asamayim bayamim, that you should multiply. Rashi there asks a question, why is Hashem blessing these animals? Rashi says, lefish mechasrin oisoi, because they become very quickly diminished, with tzadimahem, and we capture from them, meaning that we trap them, v'achrin oisom, and we eat them, meaning that we kill the fowl and we kill the fish. Therefore, hutzrechu levracha, they require to have a blessing. Rashi continues, The truth is that the animals also require to have a blessing, because since man is going to trap and eat them, so therefore the animals would also require to have a bracha. The only reason that they didn't get an individual bracha, because since the snake is also part of the animal kingdom, and Hashem does not want to give a bracha for the snake, because Hashem is going to curse the snake, therefore he did not want to give a bracha for the animals. But nonetheless, from this Rashi we see that the reason Hashem gave a blessing for the fish and the fowl is because we catch them and we eat them. But the question is, since we just mentioned that it was prohibited for Adam HaRishon to catch an animal, kill it, and then eat it, then why is it necessary for those animals to get a special bracha that they should multiply in order for them not to be diminished? They won't be diminished anyways, since Adam HaRishon cannot catch them, cannot kill them, and cannot eat them. He could only eat them after they naturally die, then they don't need to have this special bracha. Sefer Be'er Basada answers that the blessing wasn't necessarily for Adam HaRishon, meaning that for Adam HaRishon it was not required to have this blessing that they should be fruitful and multiply, since Adam HaRishon clearly could not kill them and eat them. The blessing was for all generations, meaning that what is written in Bereishis applies to all generations, and in the future man is going to be able to trap and kill animals. Therefore, at Bereishis, Hashem already gave them a blessing for the future, for the eventuality that is going to be after Noah, where mankind was able to catch and trap and kill animals and eat his flesh, therefore they'll be diminished. Therefore, Hashem was required to give a bracha right in Bereishis. Meaning that in Bereishis, Hashem did not take the narrow view of only the first few generations that won't be able to kill and eat an animal. Hashem took the broad view that in the future, all mankind will be able to kill and eat animals. Therefore, at Bereishis, Hashem already gave a blessing for the animals in order for them to be fruitful and multiply, in order that if man traps them, they do not become extinct. That Hashem wanted them to be multiplied very quickly, so if man traps and kills of them, they do not become extinct. True that Adam HaRishon could not kill and eat meat, but the blessing that was given there was given for all future generations, where we are able to kill and eat the animals. According to this, we could answer the Aruch Haneres question on the Rambam, that if man could not eat animals, why was he created after all the animals? We could say that true, that Adam HaRishon could not eat animals, but Hashem wanted to give the lesson for all future generations that a person should always prepare for the guest and then invite the guest in when the food is ready. Therefore, Hashem created all the animals first, because in the future, man will be able to kill and eat the animals. And from the story of creation, man will take the example that you're supposed to prepare everything before you invite the guest. True that this didn't apply to Adam HaRishon, but in Bereishis, we're not looking at Adam HaRishon, the narrow view. We're looking at the broad mankind issue, and mankind will be able to eat meat. Therefore, Hashem created man after the animals, so we learned the lesson that Hashem loves us, and Hashem wanted to make sure that we have a perfect world when we come in with everything ready to serve us. Our meal is always there. As we mentioned, according to everybody, Hashem allowed Noah to eat meat. The question the Mefarshim asks is, what's the difference between Noah and Adam HaRishon? Meaning, why Adam HaRishon could not eat meat and why Noah could eat meat? The Kli Yakor in Bereishis chapter 8 verse number 2 gives a very interesting idea. The Kli Yakor says that Rashi brings down that Noah learned Torah, because Rashi on Bereishis chapter 9, where Hashem told Noah to take from every clean animal 7, Rashi writes down, HaTohoira, clean animal, HaSidah Lios Tohoira LeYisrael. an animal that's in the future going to be clean to the Jewish people, meaning that the Jewish people are going to be able to eat, it's going to be kosher. Rashi continues, Lo amadnu, from there you learn, Shalamat Noach Torah, that Noach learned Torah. The Kliyakar says that we do not see any source for Adam HaRishon learning Torah, and the Gemara in Psachim Daf Memtes Amud Beis brings down in the name of Rabbi that Amoretz Asur Lecho Basar, that Amoretz cannot eat any meat because the Pasuk in Vayikra chapter 11 says, Zois Toras Abehema Ve'av, this is the rule of the animals and the birds, and there it describes the kosher animals and the kosher birds, but the Gemara plays with the words and says, Zois Toras, only if you learned Torah, then you entitled to eat Habehema Ve'av. You could eat the animals and the fowl. But if you do not learn Torah, then you have no right to eat the animals and fowl. From here we see clearly that if you do not learn Torah, you cannot eat animals. Therefore, the Kliyakar says that since Adam HaRishon did not learn Torah, Hashem did not allow him to eat any animals. Noah, we know, learned Torah, therefore Noah could eat the animals. But Adam HaRishon, since we don't have a source that Adam HaRishon learned Torah, Adam HaRishon could not eat any animals. Then the Kliyakar proceeds to explain why, in fact, if you do not learn Torah, you're not allowed to eat meat. And he explains that there are four types of creations. There are domem, inanimate objects which are rocks, stones, minerals, etc. And then you have tzomeach, things that grow like fruits and vegetables that come out of the ground. Then you have balchai, something that is alive as the animal world. Then you have medaber, somebody who speaks, which is mankind. Then the Kliyakar explains that the lower creation serves and is upgraded by the higher creation, meaning that the domem is the lowest of the creations, therefore the domem, the inanimate objects, don't get anything from anybody, but the tzomeach, the things that grow, it gets its strength, its power from the domem, from the inanimate objects, from the minerals that cause the fruits and the trees and the vegetables to grow. Therefore, the domem gets upgraded by the tzomeach, by something that grows. The domem gives of itself to the tzomeach because it wants to be upgraded. The same thing, the tzomeach, things that grow, the vegetables and grass, they give strength to the balchai, to the animals, and they become upgraded by the animals eating it, by the animals getting their vitality from it. Therefore, the herbs get upgraded and they want to serve because they want to be upgraded to a higher level. And the balchai and the animals get upgraded by the medaber, by somebody who speaks, by a man who speaks. Therefore, the animal becomes upgraded. Therefore, man could eat the animal. The Kliyakar continues and says, but that medaber, that person who speaks, has to speak something important as words of Torah. He has to speak words of Torah, then he is able to upgrade that balchai, that animal that was alive. By him speaking words of Torah and him having his nutrients from the animal, then the animal served his purpose. The animal becomes as the animal would be upgraded to speak words of Torah. But if the person does not speak words of Torah, then what right does he have to eat the animals? Since now he is in the same level as the animal, because he did not use his speech for the proper way, he did not speak words of Torah, then he has no right to eat animals, because the animals only give of themselves in order to get upgrade, in order to become in a higher level, and that is if you speak words of Torah. But if he does not speak words of Torah, then he does not get to that higher level. Then man has no right to eat the animal. Therefore, the Kliyakar says, since Adam HaRishon did not speak words of Torah, he was equal to the animal, therefore he had the right to eat the animal. But now that Noah learned Torah, then Noah upgraded the level of the animals to the level of speech, meaning speech in Torah, therefore Noah could eat animal flesh. The Ramban Nachmanides on chapter 1 verse 29 explains that the reason why Noah could eat meat is that originally men and animals were almost the same, because the animals also have a soul. They also have free choice, because they know what is good for them to eat, what hurts them. They know how to run away from pain and death. Therefore, men did not have a permission to eat any animals. But once the animals corrupted their way on the earth, and it was decreed that the animals should die, and only because of Noah they were saved, at that point Hashem gave permission to Noah to eat the animals, because the whole survival of the animals was because of Noah. Again, originally man was not allowed to eat animals, because men and animals were equal. But after the animals corrupted their ways, and Noah is the one that saved the animals, meaning that only because of Noah the animals were saved, Hashem gave permission to Noah to eat animals at that point. Mefarshim asked a question. According to this Ramban, it comes out that the only reason that the animals could be eaten is because Noah saved the animals. The question they ask is, if that is true, why is man allowed to eat fish? Since clearly Noah did not save the fish, because the Gemara brings down on Sanhedrin, Daf Kof Ches Omed Aleph 108a, where it's written in chapter 7, verse number 22, that everything that eats in the dryness died during the floods. The Gemara says, V'loy dogim shebayam, but the fish under the sea did not die, because previously it's written, when Hashem complained that everything corrupted, it's written on chapter 6, verse number 12, Ki ish his kol basar es darkoi al haaretz, that all flesh that is upon the earth has been corrupted, which is only upon the earth, but those who are underneath the earth, meaning those who are in the water, did not corrupt. Since they did not corrupt, they survived, they did not have to go into the teva, then we see clearly that Noah did not save the fish. Then the question is, why can we eat fish? If the whole reason is because the animals were saved by Noah, the fish were not saved by Noah, then why can we eat fish? The Mefarshim answered that we could eat fish based on the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Peiches Omed Aleph. There the Gemara is asked a question. Everywhere during creation is written Vayere Vayvoker Yom Echad, Vayere Vayvoker Yom Sheni, and so forth. Until you come to the sixth day, it's written Vayere Vayvoker Yom HaShishi, the sixth day. Before Shem asks, what is the sixth day? The Gemara answers that Rish Lakish says that Hashem made a condition in creation that if the Jewish people accept in the sixth day of Sivan the Torah, then the world will continue. But if the Jewish people do not accept the Torah on the sixth of Sivan, then the world will not continue. Meaning, Vayere Vayvoker, there's only going to be morning and night, Yom HaShishi. If the Jewish people accept on the famous sixth day, which is the sixth day of Sivan, the Torah. According to this comes out that had we not accepted the Torah, then the world would cease to exist. In the world, it's also the fish. Therefore, we are allowed to eat fish, because since now the fish have to be grateful that we accept the Torah, therefore, we could eat fish. And Mefarshim add to this idea and say that since the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Peivav Amud Beis says in the name of Rava that everybody agrees that the Torah was given to the Jewish people on Shabbos, then comes out that because of Shabbos, the fish survive. Because of us receiving the Torah on Shabbos, the world continues, and therefore the fish survive. Mefarshim say that this is the source of the minhag, of the custom to eat fish on Shabbos, because since the only reason we could eat fish is because of the Shabbos of the Yom HaShishi, of the famous day when we received the Torah, since that is the reason that we could eat fish, as a reminder, we eat fish on Shabbos, and when we eat it, we remember Kabbalah Satorah, the giving of the Torah, that is what allowed us to eat fish, because we felt that Shabbos, that we received the Torah, the fish and all creation would not survive. The Bnei Sashar gives a different reason why we eat fish on Shabbos. And he says that since fish was created on Thursday, on the fifth day, and on the fifth day Hashem gave a blessing for the fish, as it's written on Bereshis chapter 1, verse number 22, Vayevarach Oysam Elohim, that Hashem blessed them and says, Pru Urvu, that they should be fruitful and multiply. And man was created on Friday, on the sixth day, and Hashem gave a blessing for mankind on chapter 1, verse 28, as the Pasuk says, Vayevarach Oysam Elohim, that Hashem blessed him, and then there the Pasuk tells the blessing that Hashem gave to Adam. And on the seventh day, which is Shabbos, the day itself received a blessing, as it's written on chapter 2, verse number 3, Vayevarach Elohim es Yom HaShvi'i, that Hashem blessed the seventh day. Then comes out that we have a blessing on Thursday for the fish, we have a blessing on Friday for mankind, and we have a blessing on Shabbos for the day itself. Then if man eats fish on Shabbos, then three blessings are involved. And the Pasuk in Keheles, chapter 4, writes down, Vachut ha-meshulash loy b'mehero inatek, a three-plied rope does not get torn off easily, meaning that if you have three strings, it's harder to break. And here we have three brachas that combine when man eats fish on Shabbos. Therefore, in order to get these strong brachas, the custom is, says the Bnei Sashar, to eat fish on Shabbos. The only problem that I have if this Bnei Sashar is that since on Thursday not only the fish were blessed, but the fowl were also blessed, then if you eat fowl on Shabbos, technically it should be the same thing. Meaning, if you eat chicken on Shabbos, then technically you will also get three plied blessings, because you get the blessing for the fowl on Thursday, you get the blessing for man on Friday, and you get the blessing of Shabbos. And yet, we know that the custom is to eat fish on Shabbos, and there is no special custom to eat chicken or fowl on Shabbos. I wanted to answer that the custom to eat fish on Shabbos is based on the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kof Dalet Omet Aleph 104a. There the Gemara says that Amru Le Rabbanon Rabbi Shua Belevi, that Rabbanon said to Rabbi Shua Belevi, also Dadeke Oidne Levei Medrasha, that small children came now to the Besmedrash, Vamru Mila, and they said such things, that Afir Bime Yeshua Binun Loi Itmar Kavaseyo, that even from the days of Yeshua Binun, we didn't hear such great things like that. What did they say? They said Aleph Beis. The Aleph Beis means that Aleph Bina, that the Aleph stands for teaching, Bina, wisdom. Gimel Dalet is Gemoel Dalim, that it means that you should give kindness to the poor. My Tame Pshuta Kara de Gimel Legabe Dalet, why is the leg of the Gimel sticking out towards the Dalet? So the Gemara says, Sheken Darkoi Shogoyim Chasodim Loros Achar Dalim, the proper way, if somebody that wants to do kindness, that he has to run towards the poor person to do them the kindness. Uma tame pshuta kare dalet legabe gimel. Why is the dalet stretched out towards the gimel? Meaning that the top of the dalet is not like a resh, it goes back towards the gimel. The Gemara says that limtze lei nafshe, that the poor person should make himself available to the rich person. In other words, the poor person is stretching backwards in order to be able to receive from the person giving you the kindness. The Gemara asks the question, "Umay tamem ahader apay de dalas megimel?" If that is so, then why not turn completely and face the Gimel, meaning that the Dalet faces away from the Gimel? Why not make it the other way around, where you turn the Dalet towards the Gimel? The Gemara explains that the Litan Lebetzina Ki'eched de lo'lichsef minei, that a person should give to a poor person quietly in order not to embarrass the poor person, meaning the Dalet is not facing the Gimel, that the Dalet does not see who the giver is, in order for the Dalet, for the poor person, not to be embarrassed from the giver. And then the Gemara continues and says, all the letters of the alphabet, what they stand for. We see from this Gemara that when it says Gimel Dalet means that you should give to the poor, but since the recipient is embarrassed, therefore the Dalet faces the other way, does not face the Gimel. Also, you could say that the reason that the Gimel is before the Dalet, meaning that the giver has to be before the Dalet, is based on what's written in Ruth, chapter 2, after she met Boaz and he gave her the wheat, it's written that she told Naomi, "Uish asher asisi imoy," the person that I did with him was Boaz. It's not written asher aso imi, the person who did with me. I did with him. So the Gemara learns from that Yoisem Mimasha Barabais Oisei Maoni, more than what the rich person does with the poor person does for the rich person, meaning because the poor person enables the rich person to get his reward, therefore the poor person is doing a greater favor to the rich person than the rich person is doing to the poor person. According to this comes out that the Gimel is running towards the Dalet because he gets more than what the poor person gets. That is true if you are embarrassed to get and you don't want to get. But regarding Shabbos, it's written quite opposite. Regarding Shabbos, it's written that the light of Hashem shines and we all want to get that light of Hashem. We want to get that spirituality that comes on Shabbos. We want to share in that spirituality. Therefore, Shabbos is the opposite. We want to face the giver. We want to do the Dalet before the Gimel, because we get more than what Hashem gives to us. Therefore, on Shabbos, the situation is reversed, and the Dalet is watching the Gimel. That we, the poor people, we are watching the giver, which is Hashem, because Hashem gives us the spirituality on Shabbos. Therefore, Shabbos is not Gimel Dalet, is Dalet Gimel. Dalet Gimel is the letters Dag, which is fish. Therefore, in order to remember that Shabbos, we're not embarrassed of getting the spirituality. We want the spirituality. We want to face the Shabbos. We want to get the special holiness that comes from Shabbos. Therefore, we eat the fish, which is Dalet Gimel, to remind us that we don't have to be embarrassed of receiving the holiness that Hashem gives us on Shabbos. We actually want to face it, and we want to bask on the light of Shabbos. And Hashem Yisburach should help that since we are reading Shabbos Bereishis, the Shabbos of the beginning, that we should keep the Shabbos properly, and if we keep the Shabbos properly, then we merit to have Moshiach come, the Beis HaMikdash rebuild, b'mheiro, b'yomeinu, amen.